colonies all over the world, like Norway, Greece, Spain, Italy, France, around the Black Sea. And the most important one was in Marseille. They founded the city of Marseille 600 years before the birth of Christ. And my father's family, his name is Neptune Professor, they came from the island of Chios in Greece. But when he was three, they moved to Smyrna, which is Izmir in Turkey. And he lived there till 1922, when the Turkish soldiers were exterminating the Christians, and they were some of the lucky ones that got out. And the city of Smyrna was burned by the Turks. And he came to the United States because, as a refugee, they lost everything. But he was the only son, and he had six sisters and parents, so he had to work to help raise everybody. And that's what he did. And then he was the only one from his immediate family that came to the United States. And then he kept taking care of everybody, and then, you know, he had his own family here. And my mom was actually born in Lincoln. She was born in her home on 4th Street in the north end of town. And my father came to visit his uncle that was already in Lincoln working in Merton Steel. And so he left, he was working at the restaurants up in New York, and he came to visit his uncle. He went to church, and it was my mother's mom's 40-day memorial service, and they met at church. And he fell in love with her, and he kept coming back to visit his uncle, but really to visit my mom. And then they got married in 1951.
What was it like growing up here in Merton?
Oh, a wonderful place to, you know, grow up. There were so many people. The community was very close. We, in our house, my brother Tony and I, grew up speaking Greek and not English, because at home we all spoke Greek. And then when we went out to the neighborhood kids, you know, we would pick up English. My mom was born here, so her English was Greek. But we had my mother's uncle that lived with us, and he was very strict. And he said, those kids will learn English as soon as they go to school. So when they're in this house, they have to speak Greek, and that's what we did. And our church, our Saints Church, has always had a Greek language program. So the kids would go to Greek school, and they would learn reading, writing, and history, and, you know, the spoken language. So we went to our public schools here in Lincoln, and then depending on what grade of Greek school you were in, you either went to Greek school Monday, Wednesday, or Friday for 2 hours, and we went to Greek school Tuesday and Thursday, and that was for 3.5 hours.
And did you go to Greek neighborhood?
It wasn't, no, it was a pretty diverse neighborhood, but there were people from Greece and Cyprus, and even Lima, which is Turkey now. So we all know what each of the houses were. And the Carnahan family lived next door to us. And we would go there, and we would practice our English. And the other thing we would do there is she was like a grandparent, and she and her husband. And we would eat brought everybody together. Even if everybody works in a different place, or you live in a different neighborhood, you know, still on Sundays or the feast days, we would be together after church. And then after church, we would always have a coffee hour, so everybody could sit around and talk, you know, what was going on, the kids could, you know, get together and play, and things like that. We have something special in Orthodox families that we celebrate your name day more than your birthday. And my dad and you could only take a bundle of things, what would you take? And she only took an extra skirt and a skirt, because she had made the lace on the skirt. And the skirt was from when she was the happiest. It was the dress that she wore when she was in there. Yeah. Yeah. A few things. Yeah. Yeah. They knew they were going to be robbers at night. So the great grandmother, what she did, as everybody else was, getting stuff ready, she rolled up as much money as she could. She ripped out the seams of all of her slips and the bodice of the thing, and she put the money in there and put it back up. Then she took the soles, the inside soles of all those things, and she put those things in there and put the soles up so that they might have something. Now my father's family in 1922, they were not as lucky. They didn't know that they were coming. And they only had, like, whatever they grabbed, They ran for their life. And like I said, the Turks were burning the city as they ran to the quay, the edge of the harbor. And he always said there were French, English, and American ships that were in the harbor. And they had signed an agreement to go in and pick up all these people, but nobody went in. And my father always said there was a Japanese ship that was in the harbor, and they saw what was going on. And they contacted the captains of the ship, and they said, "You signed an agreement to take these people. If you don't go in and pick these people up, we will blow you out of the water." And so I was like, that's a story. But then as an adult, I saw this written in books. Yeah, her family's coming from New York also. I'm telling you, I think. Beautiful place. I got to go there. And it was just that you were the one origin, and it continues today, And my dad had, that's what I was just, because he saw, he was little, he was 7, and he saw so many people say that, he would always say, "Well, why did I live?" And they couldn't. I said, "Well, first of all, you were the one that had to take care of your family, and then we wouldn't be here." So, God had a plan. What can you say? What else can I tell you?
So what can you tell me about the Greek community now?
Okay. The Greek community now, we have, I think, Greek Orthodox Church here. But I had done an informal survey at one time. And there were at least 14 different ethnicities that belonged to the parish. They weren't, in the beginning, it was mostly Greeks from Asia Minor, Greeks from the islands, from the mainland, but later, there were people that were from Lebanon, from Syria, from Russia, from Ukraine, wherever. We even have people that have Native American in their background. People that convert, we have many converts that have become Orthodox from wherever their background is from, And even African American, families that have become Orthodox. So it's not as large as it was before because many people left and went either to Baltimore, because they have bigger mills there, or they went to Detroit. But everybody's